Imagine having a sexual photo contest with models.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Okay. Wait. I know it's a public.
You go first, and then I'll go.
All right.
Joint tactics.
Oh.
So you guys just cracked the Lagunitas. What is that?
A little something.
And Nate, do you want to explain why you're not cracking one with us?
I would love to. So Jack and Eric are choosing to drink heavily today and eat a lot of different types of horrible food and destroy their gut microbiome. Me, on the other hand, I am currently rebuilding my gut microbiome and full body healing through a 3-day water fast. Three days, no food, just water and salt and Perrier and flavored, I don't know if sparkling water is bad for you and during this time, but I have been drinking that.
I just want to call out, something's happened, right, to Perrier. Mm. It wasn't always Maison Perrier. It used to just be called Perrier. I wonder what the hell.
Remember the
switches.
Where is this made pivot. In, dude?
France, of course.
God damn it, man.
It's always them.
French people, if they were allowed to make the laws, it would be legal to slice people's fucking throats open with a knife.
You're right.
None of us are French. That's why I'm cool with it, with everybody. Now, Nate, you haven't eaten in 3 days.
In order to heal your back pain that you got from arm wrestling on the Patreon episode last week.
We did.
Now, last night.
My life is so pathetic. Just on paper and...
By the way, you need to stop giving in to your gut microbiome and take control of your life. Wait, I'm waging a war against my gut microbiome.
I know who you are.
I don't let it dictate the pace. It's a guest in my body. It has a lease. My body is somebody's is a temple. People say their body's a temple. My body's an apartment complex. And the fucking gut microbiome, they're about to get evicted.
Yeah.
But I'm throwing crazy shit in there every day. Yesterday, I threw in sweet tart chewies.
What's that?
And I was thinking, I can't believe I'm eating this shit, but it's so delicious. They're small candies.
Jack had a legendary tear last night. I kind of peer pressured you to get a 40 ounce of Modelo, and you got Twizzlers, nerd gummy clusters.
No, I did not get that.
Asian style chips.
I had a T-bone steak that I basted myself at home right after my cold plunge. And then I had some Talisker whiskey, scotch. I only drink scotch. And then
Elk jerky.
And then I've been sleeping for 16 hours.
Avocado with some salt on it, a little honey.
We had avocado dip today.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to spoil that story yet. But yeah, we went to lunch today with my
mom.
What'd
you guys do? You guys have been withholding information from me, dude, which I don't fucking appreciate. You guys went somewhere?
I just have a thought that I need to finish by that. I feel like, quickly, candy and beer is the most cursed combination on the planet. If you're eating candy and drinking beer at the same time, something is wrong.
And last night, they combine them in them little hurricane fucking drinks that they have at like a Cheesecake Factory when you get the blue drink. That's candy and alcohol.
But that's candy and liquor is different. Candy and liquor, that's New Year's Eve. That's Halloween parties. But candy and beer, there's something our bodies don't want to
digest. I don't feel so good. Last night I had basically a family size pack of Twizzlers to myself while I was having a 40 ounce Modelo. After, by the way, selling out a 75 seat theater out.
Yeah.
Barely 33 years
and
old.
It's just like that.
Yeah, that's right. And I hooked it up with Nate, by the way.
So yeah.
That was a fun show, man.
And you fell off the stage at one point.
I did.
That's cool.
But it's all good.
But here's the deal, okay? Me and Jack, I've been working late this week, and Jack's been in town, so I haven't really been able to chill with him. So I said, hey, my mom's coming to town tomorrow. Why don't you come to the airport with me in the morning so we can have more time to chill? And so that's what we did. We drove to LAX.
Why are you so mad, dude?
Because we're tired of explaining ourselves to you, man.
For the 10th time.
You're so
we
controlling.
We wanted to spend more time together, dude.
Meanwhile, I don't. Yeah. I actually don't have anything to say.
I am controlling you guys monetarily. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes, it is just ruthless what I'm doing to you guys. It's just emotional control, financial control.
I already forgave you.
Making me get
it's still happening. I've already forgiven you, so I can't be mad at myself for being in the situation.
Wow. But I have to do this.
Forgive and learn instead of forgive and forget. Forgive and find out.
Grow.
Fuck around and forgive and find out. Forgive and find out and forgive.
We have too much to discuss is what I'm thinking. There's so many things running through my brain right now.
Imagine this.
Can I just drop one thing real quick that I think would be... There's so many things I feel like we have... But one thing I think we need to do is, Jack, you were playing this in my car last night, a rap battle, okay? And you said that this is like your whole childhood, you were just rap battling. And I apologize for putting you on the spot like this. No. But if you could, like, if I were to come up to you in a rap battle, like, what would you, like, could you do a rap battle, like, diss to me?
I don't like that this isn't the Patreon episode. But yeah, I could. I could say something that would ruin you, man.
All right. You can go as hard as you want on me. Like,
I feel like people need to know about the World Rap Championship, WRC 07.
Right. This is
if you
crazy,
don't know about
dude.
The World Rap Championship 2-on-2, look up Thesaurus and Illmaculate versus Dumbfounded and Satire, No Can Do. All these people are legends.
His name's Thesaurus?
Thesaurus is just about one of the best freestyle rappers in the world.
You went up in a rap battle against a guy named Thesaurus.
You're done, dude.
The thing is, it's a very small amount of people who know about these things. But if I ask somebody, have you heard of the World Rap Championships or King of the Dot, and they say yes, we need to say no more. I know exactly where you grew up. I know what food you had in the house growing up. Mm-hmm.
Was Eminem a part of this at
he,
all?
He was in Scribble Jam, which was like a larger freestyle festival.
I heard rappers coming out of this circuit, dude. It's crazy. Like, what? Out of the rap battle circuit.
Because, dude, I can answer that really quickly for you. People now value image and the party lifestyle and drinking and violence over actual craft. And so we lost out. I mean,
it's interesting that Eminem was the last one.
We still got
barely. We barely got him. Good
for Is that a rapper?
Bro.
Nate, you are such a herb.
You are an absolute herb if you don't know who Atmosphere is.
Dude, I don't need this shit. When you listen to Kendrick like cities. I do, you don't need that.
Oh, please. I haven't listened to his lyrics yet. I've listened to all of his instrumentals and I'm imagining what it is. All right.
I'm rocking that shit.
Damn.
But yeah,
first thing in the morning. That's my ringtone and my alarm to get up.
There's just something pathetic about listening to Kendrick and like doing anything.
Eric,
would you just say,
Eric,
if you're in the
gym and you're listening to fucking the untitled 008?
Well, I like that. I mean,
you listen to
Damn was different.
I like her.
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah,
that's pathetic.
No.
Eric, drop and give somebody 20 right now.
I'm gonna give
20 respect signs of respect.
Well, I'll give it out. I'll just own it up to it right now. It was a mistake to say that out loud, but it is what.
What did you say? Anybody who listens to Kendrick Lamar is pathetic. What did you say?
He said listening to Kendrick Lamar while doing anything is pathetic.
Wait a minute. Now this is where I think me and Nate can apologize. Because what you're saying is to do anything other than sit down, pen and paper, and take notes on what he could possibly be theorizing.
Right,
if you're doing dishes, if you're driving, you're not paying attention.
You're not in the zone with it. And can I say this? You might want to listen to Kendrick While drinking, sure, it sounds amazing. It's unbelievable. You might want to listen to them while you're off the edible, smoking weed, whatever like that. It sounds good in its own way. The most powerful way to listen to Kendrick is 30 days sober, 20 days fasted, which is actually the real reason as to why Nate's fasting right now is to understand Good Kid, Mad City a little bit better.
Yeah.
He's doing a feature for Pitchfork.
Poetic Justice. I need to fucking just really get down to what that really means.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out in this state that I am currently.
No, right. Shout out rap.
Shout out to Nate. So, I don't know. I don't want to move on from thinking of the rap that I would get you with.
Just hit one bar.
I really don't want to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Make
not,
you do this.
I'm not going to. I want you to know now. I'm not going to.
All right, cool. Then that's fine.
There's the idea of doing that publicly is actually fucked up that you'd say that, because that's not what... That's such an intimate... It's almost like, yo, do you want to get married at... in a photo booth, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what freestyling is about. Why don't you ask me in our real life in our personal friendship?
We don't talk in real life.
We went to the hot tub yesterday. Why wouldn't you talk back? I'm sitting there saying, yo, Nate, get it.
Nate Varone, his thing's hard as bone.
Oh, the thank call version of a diss. You know what I'm saying? Build somebody up. Man, you're such an amazing friend. I love you to the end.
I eat like raisinets.
Hey.
Ooh.
Marionettes. Pulling the string like a marionette.
Six little bugs on my head, dancing on my head.
Are you want us to finish the rap? Or
no,
if you like this, you're going to like this hilarious movie that just dropped on YouTube. It's insane.
Yeah. Why the fuck aren't we pimping that shit?
I mean...
Jesus. Bro, because Rap World's out on YouTube right now.
Because the way that we release media is like this. We fucking light a fucking building on fire. We blow it up with C4. And we walk away without looking, and we never look back. That's how I create projects and work on media and different shows and movies. A lot of people like to stay in the building and watch it burn, you know, for better or worse. Not me. I like to get the hell out of there next.
Well, it's next. Because you have an understanding of the finish line. Everybody's going to die. And the fact that you would do something and just sit and wait instead of keeping moving, because you realize you're about to have to jump over another hurdle. So if you're going to jump over a hurdle, you're on the treadmill already and the next one's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming down the track. You're not going to turn around and focus. Yep. Imagine you're walking down. All right, Nate, imagine you're in a strip club.
Okay. Why can I imagine that so
vividly? Why have I seen Nate in a strip club before in 2014? We don't got to go into it, but that's true.
I think I should preemptively.
And his hat was backwards. It literally was.
Going Kevin Smith style in the strip club, losing all my money.
All right, go ahead, Jack.
This is a pretty hard left turn, I'll be frank.
Go, good, we need it.
All right, you're in the strip club. You know what? Things aren't going my way. I'm divorced. I'm going to go. I'm paying. They said, give me 3 G's and something special is going to happen. All right, I'm going into the back room. Somebody comes over, you get blindfolded, and out of the corner of your ear, you hear somebody say, "Shoe nice."
Damn, did I just hear "shoe nice" out the corner of my ear?
What the hell? And what happens after that?
He's unwrapping a pack of Old Spice deodorant, and he's like, you're like, "Oh, are you about to eat that, brother?" "Yes, I am." Well, basically... I watched Shoe Nice on TikTok live. He still does lives.
Isn't he sober now?
It's hard to tell.
Frankly, the alcohol might not have been the problem for him. It's like the crayons and the glue.
Yeah, right.
Wait, he was eating crayons and
glue? This is what he was most known for, Shoe Nice 22.
I just remember him for chugging liquor.
Patron.
Yeah.
I think he's a veteran, by the way, so put respect on the name.
Where's he at?
He's in Vegas, I think.
Good for him.
You're up against Shoe Nice, you're a fucking terrorist.
Oh my God. You're in the interrogation room, Guantanamo Bay.
Shoe Nice ISIS.
All of ISIS.
One versus whatever.
What about this? The influencer section of Guantanamo?
Oh.
Okay.
The influencers are being tortured or they're torturing?
I don't know.
Let's not fucking start, you know, spoiling the movie that we're working on.
And we're going to get in trouble with the Obamas.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about today is shoes.
Yes.
Shoe right. Nice.
Oh, wow. Shoes. That was cool, man.
Well, can I share a behind the scenes just to talk about rap world a little bit?
Yeah.
For a sec. I feel like this was a fun moment when we were filming the party scene. We got an Airbnb for that, and this was like the big, I play a character called Riley Biro, and my uncle passed away. Yeah. Did I say that right?
You said that right, yeah.
My uncle passed away like 2 days ago, and I'm throwing like a rager, and Jack and Eric's characters come to the party. And anyways, it was an Airbnb, and Connor was like, yeah, we just have this till tomorrow. And we were like, oh, we're not going to go back to New York. Let's just stay here for the night.
Did we tell this about 4 episodes ago?
No, I think we said this in like a Q&A maybe.
I think it was in a Q&A, but...
All right, my bad.
If we've said this before, like...
Nobody cares. Yeah, we said everything 50 million times. Yeah, just pay attention because
we have some new details on this one.
But we like immediately like it was like the producers like left the door shut. It was like all right, bye everybody,
bye guys.
2 seconds later, we're in a gas station getting fucking a 30 rack of Milwaukee's best.
Let's tell the story correctly, because yes, it was a gas station, but it was Wawa.
Oh, it was one of the best gas stations. Yeah,
we're hitting sandwiches. We all got sandwiches, many chips. I believe we got candy too, and.
And then,
yeah. So yeah, it is we a could get all cup. That. We got well, all of that in the, one. But we, one
that's
night.
The most I think we've ever drank. I mean, we were chugging.
We drank like 6 beers within an hour, and then this is what happened. 20 minutes into getting back to the crib, Eric proposes sexual photo competition, and we all took the oh, we yeah. all said yeah, who could man, take the sexiest photo. Yeah,
yeah. We were getting up on the balcony. We were getting on the floor.
Your legs are out.
My legs
Nate,
are out.
You have that pic on the ground.
Nate, you won.
Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse sexual style.
You won by a lot.
Also, Eric, you have something in your teeth right here.
No.
And Jack, you didn't say anything.
I can't see. What are you talking about?
Don't tell me that.
No, it's braces.
Hold up. It's up. Nate, don't it's on touch this it. One. I'm just showing you where it's at.
You want to taste because you're a little hungry. Wait, but for real, where is it?
It's on this tooth. Canine,
it's a canine L4.
Right, L4 canine. Right there. On the gum, too. Up there. You see how good of a friend I am there. Because Jack saw it. He's lying. He's just... Nope, still there. It's right above the gum. Right on. Right here. Get it. Because you don't want to keep embarrassing yourself like this.
Do you want my advice?
But let me just, while you're getting it, I'll tell the Mickey Mouse sexy pic, because nobody's ever done this before. I got on all fours.
How about this?
Camera's right here. No, it's gone into a different location, but it's kind of out of sight, but I think you're good. So camera's right here, pointing at this way, okay, facing me. I get down on all fours, pull my pants down, and my butt cheeks are just hovering above my head here, and then... Like, my butt cheek is right here and right here, and that's all you can
we
see.
We have to post the pics.
I know. I don't know if I still have them, but...
What are you talking about?
Your pics. Aren't they just on your phone forever?
Well, I backed my shit up.
On oh, that. God.
God so damn it.
Backing your shit up on your... You know, well...
But you posted yours.
I did, yeah, to Instagram.
Yeah, so you can find that. It's where you're, like, staring into a window.
Right.
I remember that. And that was...
Jack, your nutsack was hanging off of a balcony, I think.
Damn. You're not living life if you're not having a sexual photo contest with your boys.
You're really not.
Off of 28,
that's how you
Milwaukee's
bond.
Best.
That's how you really bond with the fellas.
No music playing, no TV.
Music, no talking.
Yeah.
Just alcohol and sexual photos.
That's got to go down at our weddings.
People really don't do it like us, do they?
I yeah.
Friendship style.
Imagine having a sexual photo contest with models.
Uh-oh.
Here's a picture of this. It's us and 48 or whatever, as many as you can imagine, swimsuit models.
Jesus Christ. Eric has a boner right now.
Nah.
That was crazy to think about, man.
You know what? We need to bring back that sort of soft core style of sexuality. Because back in the early 2000s, it was swimsuit models.
Right, right.
Victorious. Now we just have porn. Nobody fucking cares.
Right, right.
But it used to be about the Sports Illustrated cover, you know.
Just someone in a car.
What's that show called?
Hot or Not?
No, the one with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Baywatch style. Okay. The Baywatch style sexuality, softcore sexuality.
By the way, missing that in society. Shout out Pamela, because she is going back to the red carpet, sans makeup, more herself than ever. She was kind of pushed into being a sex symbol in a way that I don't think that she was down for. She's a real down-to-earth woman. She's Christian now. She was behind the Snowden shit. Is it Snowden or who's the other guy?
What do you mean?
Assange.
I think it's Assange, actually, that she's chilling with. She's rocking with Julian Assange in a friendship type of way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Pamela Anderson. And she's brilliant.
That's beautiful.
Did you see the documentary?
Yeah, of course I saw it.
So she was discovered just through drinking Pepsi in a sports stadium.
That's when you know it's real talent.
And let me compare that to the Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
We just watched Hawk Tua last night and we thought... we didn't watch that, but we watched her be interviewed by TMZ because she's now a celebrity.
That's
right.
And
both of us said, wow, she's legit crazy charming.
She's very charming.
She's got star power.
Just a little, you know, if you can take your 2 seconds of fame and you're the right one, you know, you can.
Yeah, all things in the universe are but a moment.
Right, right.
Well, that's for sure.
And death lingers on every word.
Yeah.
All right, so shoes.
Let's get into it. First pair of shoes, remember? 1, 2, 3. I don't remember.
First pair of shoes I can remember were Space Jam light ups.
Whoa.
Velcro, but they lit up on the bottom and they were Space Jam themed.
Now, shoes are very interesting because they're a window into your culture. There's basketball shoes. Were you basketball shoes guys? Or were you sneakerhead guys? Or were you skater shoes guys?
Skater shoes.
I went I was like Walmart shoes, but I would just really wanted to wear Jordans. Like I was like every Jordan that I would see, I was like, man, I want that. And then I would have the fucking busted I think I had a pair of Shaq shoes.
What the fuck is that?
Shaq shoes.
It's like the Walmart. And shout out to Shaq for this. He was like, if I'm gonna make a shoe, I want it affordable and everybody can get it. But they were like fucked up. But you know,
I remember getting a pair of Shaq shoes from Payless. Remember Payless?
Oh yeah.
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, let's go to Payless for some Shaq shoes.
What did I have?
Get some non-slip.
I don't know my first pair, but I can think of some
shout out.
You know what
shoes?
Was a weird shoe that I feel like was in the middle of everything was Airwalks.
Oh yeah,
Airwalks.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
It was kind of like JCPenney's core.
Yeah, yeah.
However,
are those the ones with the bubbles in them?
Nah.
All right,
they were like kind of skater faux skater.
That does sound familiar.
Yo, a pair of Airwalks.
Was that the ones like that had like a T on them or something?
Mm-hmm. A pair of Airwalks, some N1 fucking below the knee shorts. Yeah.
Yep.
And what's a fucking Etney shirt? Life is good t-shirt. Uh-huh.
Here's the shoe lineup. Some of the most legendary shoes. I feel like the most legendary shoe has to go out to DVS.
Skate
I
shoes,
had DVS.
Fat tongue.
Now, those
DVS's.
Were fat tees.
Those was good. Osiris, remember them?
I never had one of them.
Globe.
Never had one of them.
Those are the real skater shoes.
Did you ever have Gonons?
No. I think I had Etnies.
What's a Gonon, man?
Not too much, man.
I knew it, man. I knew you'd be hitting me with
that
some
was really
type of wordplay.
Saying that and then seeing Nate fully digest it and Nate just move on.
Cool, going on.
Well,
I got
Nate's
that
trusting. Nate's trusting. I know your
you
tricks.
You guys take advantage of that.
Did y'all watch Like Mike, the movie?
Oh, I watched Like Mike and I went to the basketball court every day for about 3 weeks because I saw someone short with some game and that's what we needed for representation.
Short game.
Short style game.
Did you see it, Nate?
Bow Wow.
That was a legend. You know who else is in that?
From Columbus, Ohio. From specifically Reynoldsburg, Ohio, the neighboring town, basically where I grew
up. Reynoldsburg. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reynolds Rap.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say about Bow Wow?
I was going to say that that movie's unbelievable. Crispin Glover plays adoption runner.
Oh yeah,
running man.
Yeah,
like Mike movie.
What did you just do? That
it's scary to see your friends kind of fall into the fucking voice to text and commands.
Oh yeah, I've seen this. 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fred Armisen's in it.
Mr. Fred.
He's got one line.
When are we going to have movies like this again that we can all star in and just actually crush?
The Empire has to completely fall and completely rebuild because this one has been milked for its humanity. And at this point, people are just running out the cash. This is a lemon. This country is a fucking lemon.
Tell everybody what your Uber driver said, what kind of government you'd like to live in.
Yesterday, I had the best Uber driver of my life. She pulled up. She goes, "Hey, Jack, what's up?" And I was like, "What the hell? Do they know me, maybe?" She's eating a strawberry shortcake, Mr. Good ice cream bar, whatever, and a bag of Reese's Pieces. And she looked probably like a little short version of Jessica Simpson. And she said, we were talking about the government, of course, as I always do with my Uber drivers. I said, "What form of government do you want?" She says, "I want to live in a kingdom. Oh. I want a monarchy." And I thought, that's so funny, a kingdom. She says, "No, I'm serious. Because these people are predetermined anyways. In a kingdom, we're just not being fucking lied to and pitted against each other."
Wow. Right, right.
In a kingdom, we have little local things that we can be democratic about. But on a national level, as a kingdom, we're not being sold this bill of lies to be fighting against each other as if we really have a fucking choice.
Right. And there's it's like a government reality show, like built in, you know? The presidency is a pageantry.
Bro.
Woo. So let's just make it full on that.
That's going to be your first chess piece tattoo.
The
presidentry is a pageantry. I just want to say, the part of me feels like, fuck, you know what?
We really do. 7.5% alcohol? God.
Hey, man,
damn.
Chill. You don't got to tell everybody what I'm working with.
That's two natty lights, bro.
Would you get me a Spindrift?
I'd love to. And I'm taking the shirt
off. What was I going to say back to shoes.
Back to shoes. Do you have any like hell nah with the shoes? Like,
oh, a hell nah for me in terms of shoes?
Just when you see somebody in this type of shoe. This is what comes to mind, and this is gonna piss people off. What the fuck is that? Yeah,
it's the dishwasher.
Isn't that nice?
Christ,
that's my dishwasher. And yet that made you rage.
It's
the fast.
You're on a fucking
it's
hair trigger. Oh,
I'll tell you what.
Raspberry lime.
So this is gonna piss some people off because I feel like some people in our audience rock these shoes. And I'll tell you, I'm not rocking with these shoes.
Okay? Say it now, say it.
And I hope you would agree with me, but
Rastafari Sperry's.
Sperry's. Rastafari Sperry's.
The custom Rastafari Sperry's.
Salomon. Those kind of like hiking Solomon. Lit like shoes. Like if you're wearing them to hike and for their functionality, sure, wear them. But if you're a DJ and you are...
And you got the big flowy pants.
And you got the big ass pants. The pants are too big, folks. They're too big. This is your warning.
And you got the crap eyewear glasses.
You got the crap eyewear. You got the blonde, the dirty blonde dyed hair.
Uh-huh,
you're
a
fucking
t-shirt.
DJ. You're a creative director.
This is
gonna fuck our listenership. I'm making enemies right now, which I shouldn't, but I'm not afraid to tell the truth.
You can't get rid of an enemy without making them.
Wow.
You can't what are you saying?
Wait, what did Churchill say about enemies that I relate to so intensely because it's so my life?
What did Churchill say about Solomon shoes?
Churchill, and keep going, and I'll say the Churchill thing.
But yeah, I just think there's things that are too drippy, you know, and you just can't just stay away from things that are way too drippy and too
unless you're a baby. My sister was making me laugh talking about preschool. They were doing photo day, and she was saying how she was so fucking pissed because these kids have no swag. It's the most swagless event and function in the world. They are dressing these babies in these busted ass bits.
Kids look like fucking shit right now, dude. Like legit. Kids, dude. All ages, man.
Kids of all ages.
They have what no swag, man. All of them.
I think they're swagged out.
This is a conversation to have.
I think kids are looking. I mean, kids are in the more in their bag than they've ever been.
Mushroom head, like that cut with the big sweatpants and the Air Force One white Air Force Ones. That's scary to me. That frightens me. If I see somebody pull up with a tank top on, a teenage boy.
I mean, I think teenagers' fashion's best eras are when you're scared of them as an adult. You know what I mean? If 10 Things I Hate About You style school teenagers, remember that movie where Heath Ledger's in that movie?
No.
Those teenagers looked, if I ran into a bunch of those teenagers now at 32 years old, I would be pissing me jeans because they looked so sick. I think oddly teenagers are kind of going back to that.
Well, let me tell you though. This is the difference between the male gaze and the female gaze.
Say it now.
Nate, you are in touch with the goddesshood mother, or whatever they call it within you. The divine femininity, rather. Mm-hmm. Eric, you're in touch with your Halo 2 kind of type shit.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, you are seeing fear. The masculine sees fear as, you know, fear and power. You see the femininity, the ability to be desired rather than feared.
Right.
So that's what the disconnect is.
Curious.
You desire children, you fear children.
I don't know if that.
I am definitely afraid of it.
No, you do.
Yeah, no. I think that's exactly what.
I don't think I would say that, but I get what you're saying.
That's what it is. I want to go back to Sperry's real quick because that shit had a chokehold on, I think, our generation.
Yeah.
The boat shoes.
Because, listen, there is a sort of. What was that, South Carolina? Charleston, a horrible racism march.
Charlottesville,
and racism march. Sperry's with the pastel shorts.
With the black
and
tank
the fucking
top,
polo. But that, right. But there was a movement, and maybe people that are listening to this don't remember or are too young to remember or were too old to be in the pocket. But there was a moment when Sperry shoes and skinny jeans and a Henley shirt was fucking sick. And,
Is that what the
remember what I'm saying? That
I used to dress like a fucking racist financial Wall Street exec, you know?
Right.
Like I wore the boat shoes, the Sperry's.
This is the first step of admitting who you really were. I have to
let people know.
Now you're dressed like you're about to get fired at SeaWorld. This hat is funny to me.
What? Well, I'm sorry. We were roasting my hat in the subreddit.
Nah, it's not your hat. It's just
cool, man. Really cool. You know I'm sensitive about that, right?
Is there a meta Reddit? There's a subreddit.
Whatever,
man.
There's a Dom Reddit.
I feel like I've given up on fashion. I'm just wearing the same shit all the time. It's just polos, Dickies pants, Vans.
Think about this concept of uniform? Fashion.
That's what I like. I like just being able to be like, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just putting on my
minimalism.
Was like that?
Oh, let me guess. Virgil Abloh.
No, somebody more significant.
Not possible.
If there could be.
Who? Virgil Abloh. I draw him every night. Who?
Albert Einstein.
Oh,
Einsteinius.
And you know what he did?
Style?
The Einsteinius.
The man who invented more calculations and physicist realities than any person on the planet.
Who was?
He had a uniform, and he would wear the same thing every day because he didn't want to dedicate. He didn't have the brain space to dedicate
to anything else besides
that. Okay,
and that's me why in you're comedy so incredible right now. Right, of course.
Don't be fooled into existing as an atom. You know about what I'm saying? Atomization. That's the big thing in this country. People want you to be an individual. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People want you to think, I have to stress out, think about who I am every day, whatever I wear, it matters so much. Except that you are more than one atom. A human being is made up of atoms that are made up of organelles. Organelles are made up of organs. Inside of every atom is hundreds and thousands of whatever. Organs, other way around, whatever.
Organelle Ray Hill. Imagine how beautiful she'll be.
Oh my god. Organelle and Benadryl. These are my kids. Organelle, Benadryl.
Damn, you got Nick the red Rill. Sweatshirt. See, this is what I like, is just plain ass fucking. And no, it's not normcore. It's just a red sweatshirt.
whatever. Call it whatever the fuck you want.
Steve Zissou. Remember him?
Steve Zissou.
It's fucking cold
other
in
type
here.
Of shoes.
It's cold in here. I'm burning hot.
Really?
I think
are you kidding
clogs
me?
Are already fucking over.
I don't totally know what a clog is. Are there male clogs?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
those are slide-on wooden shoes.
Oh, that could be rubber, too. Or yeah, yeah.
Clog on my nog.
Clog on my... Mm-hmm.
The amount of times I feel... Like, the amount of regret that I feel immediately after finishing a sentence on this podcast is... we're almost zero.
Yeah.
All right.
What about... You know what I think is just so past its prime?
What?
Is like
say
the,
it.
Like,
men.
I guess like, well, yes. Yeezys.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe they might be. Maybe that would be sick to wear some of them like knit Yeezys around today
right.
in 2024.
Well, right. You know that he said horrible things about the Jewish population.
Of course. I was just about to bring that up.
There's political implications, rather, regarding these shoes. It's funny how much a shoe can
right.
hold politically.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Macklemore. Remember that song?
Oh, you got Allbirds up. Allbirds,
this is what
I was going
to say.
About.
Bro. This is what I'm about to say. Allbirds are the biggest red flag.
Bird
that
up.
That is a full NPC shoe.
What the fuck is that? Can I see it?
Allbird.
Allbird is the, like, account manager. Like, if you just have... If you just have nothing going on in life,
oh my God.
You're rocking Allbirds. I'm sorry.
I've never even heard of that, but
I'm
I
so
look at
sorry,
that. That's toothpaste.
You have no soul. You have nothing going on in your fucking brain. You yeah. are a sheep to the simulation if you have fucking Allbirds shoes. And that is a fucking fact. That's not an opinion.
I want to say bring back Keds. Remember Keds?
Yeah. Wait, can I play a song real quick?
Look at that, Keds. Oh.
You guys want to cry?
Yeah, all right.
I was 7 years old when I got my first pair. And I stepped outside and I was like, Mama, this air bubble right here.
Nate, this is an acting challenge. You have to cry. You have to. You have 2 minutes left. Eric, you two go now. Go.
I jumped. I swear I got so high. I touched the net. Mom, I touched the net. This is the best
go.
Of my life.
Just weeping immediately.
Listen to the lyrics, man. Think about the shoe.
You know, it's giving me Hobo Johnson vibes. Remember Hobo Johnson?
Macklemore walks so Hobo Johnson could
fucking fly.
What is that about? Is that about a specific shoe or?
Oh wait, we didn't even hear the chorus.
Like, what's it about?
Imagine this. It's about shoes, man. Imagine this.
Oh, I forgot please, that please. Chorus. I love that.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Kamala wins the fucking election. you step outside.
Yeah.
All of your neighbors are out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever, they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look up, you see Air Force One flying about 15 feet above the safe, above a roof, whatever.
Yes.
So oh my God, Kamala Harris reaching for you. She's getting pulled under a fucking 16-wheeler.
Help!
Ah! You have to save Kamala.
Keep the mic on it. Keep the mic on it.
Oh my bad.
Imagine she gets elected, and she immediately gets into like an Iron Man style. She's like, I have a surprise for you guys.
She gets in
an Iron Man style suit.
Oh, that's gonna be good.
We can't have a commodity makes us.
Oh my God.
He freaks me out.
Is this the chorus yet? Has it gone?
No, that was the
take me away. I wanna fly
off, bitch.
Chills, man.
I get chills. I can get chills. I just got chills from that, but not in the right way.
Why can I never get chills?
Because there's something medical going on.
I think it's something physical,
wait,
not physical. Something mental
going
on.
We have to listen to Hobo Johnson.
Okay.
Listen to job. Young man is a young man. He writes stories. He's a writer, a little writer boy. He falls in love with the girl. Girl already has a boyfriend. She kind of loves him back, but not really. They're just really good friends. And that's fine. He understands. It's rational. Hi. What's your name? How are you? How's your life? Mm. Oh, you got a man? Are you in love? So a type.
Mm.
Is it just platonic? Surely
wait,
just
keep that
friends?
Going.
Or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end.
Ooh.
Is disregard every time I call you pretty, though. It's meant sincerely. It's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder. So I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time. And I love the thought of it.
Will you send me that? That's amazing.
That's crazy, right?
Dude,
that's crazy.
Hi, Bubbles. That song attack is, oh, dogs like bones. This is Ice JJ Fish.
Well, I like Ice JJ Fish.
Either you go on or you go home now.
Bubbles, you like
Bubbles likes it. We have visitors.
Are they here?
All right. Pull it together. This is Radio Joy Tactics.
Wow, Jack played that song last night, and it for me, you know.
You'd never heard it?
No, I've heard it. I was just reminded of it. It was such a shockingly like bad song.
Yeah,
it's like almost too bad.
Do you want some help, Mom? Is there a lot of stuff?
It's a big bag in the car.
Okay. Maybe I'll go grab that.
Go grab it. This is a good lesson in priorities, by the way. How quickly he is to help his family out in a time of need.
It's always family over business, family over everything with Eric. He's just, it's just incredible to see firsthand. And also, he did plan this. He was like,
yeah, I want to look good.
Yeah.
Because there's some PR stuff coming out soon about him that's not great.
Everything is so planned.
Everybody I love is getting canceled.
So we're about to have probably an amazing dinner coming up, right? With friends, family.
Cooking is about to be happening here on a
burgers.
Grill.
It's just about to be one of those nights, and I can't have any, and I can't participate in any of it except for conversationally because I'm fasting right now, and it sucks.
I'm laughing about just like the environment that we do our podcasting in.
This is just how it goes, man. This is just how it is.
This is raw and real, okay? How weird is it to listen to two people talk in a studio? This is so odd.
We should do a haul, dude.
Yeah, all right. So we got
Eric,
pickles.
Bring that over. Do a haul.
Potatoes.
People like this.
This is no sound ASMR.
Kingsford charcoal.
Kingsford charcoal. Oh, wow. For the grill. Damn. Where are we at right now? What's the time right now? What we got? I'm just wondering, just curious.
42
minutes.
Oh, cucumbers?
Cucumbers, awesome.
All right. So, is something humiliating about this? So, Nate, tell me, like, what type of shoes... Really? Bubbles is in the frame.
Watch us lock in like crazy right now. Shoes. Okay. Shoes. I'm going to talk about luxury shoes real quick. Saint Laurent, Gucci, those shoes that are $400 to $600 plus. Okay? These shoes, Amiri, okay? We're talking about Acne Studios. I used to be a crazy... I want to say I used to be a little bit of a sneakerhead, okay? And I wanted these shoes really bad. And by the way, can I say this? I have size 15 feet, and a lot of people know this from my stand-up, but I can't get a lot of shoes. I can only get the Converses, the big companies come in my size, and it's terrible, you know, what they do to me as a big. So you're just gonna leave me alone?
I just wanted to hear, like, when did you realize you had size 15 feet?
I realized that. Yeah, I'll just take it over. This is just my podcast right now. And by... I'll just go solo right now. This is just... I'm just going to talk about my grievances with...
This is a family moment, dude.
This is a family moment.
Do you feel like you're the Dominic Toretto of our... You're getting a phone call.
Are you kidding me? Los Angeles.
You know what? I think this is a good portion of the podcast where we kind of let people know, like...
Who we really are.
We don't want people listening and jumping on board who aren't rocking right. with our faults. Well, because we have haters in the midst. We have people who might do a mutiny. So that's how we weed people out, is we have kind of 5 minutes of unlistenable
right.
rambling.
Well, we are moving up so fast in the industry that it's making people's heads spin in a crazy way.
Yeah, casting and directors.
A lot of people would think that we live really easy lives now because we're millionaires. But in fact, no, I have to help my mom and my girlfriend bring in groceries that they got for our amazing little barbecue later. Like, we are still real people.
Yeah, it's a good reminder.
Even though it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. But,
you want to know who I met that has, busted shoes?
Who, man?
Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon.
He passed away.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, Danny Glover's dead.
No, he didn't. No, he's not.
Then who do you see?
He's gone. Wait,
no, he's not.
Danny Glover has passed away.
Yeah, Danny Glover's dead.
Since when? No.
Where'd you meet him?
A couple years ago.
No.
Oh, no, he's still alive.
What's wrong with you?
Who
man?
Are you thinking of?
I don't know. You both thought Danny Glover was dead?
I think you convinced me of that. He was.
He's in great health. He's in great health.
Well, where'd you meet him?
I met him through my father, through labor activism.
Good.
And guess what?
What kind of shoes was he wearing?
He was wearing busted-ass white toe shoes. You know what I'm saying? The shoes that show
Vibram toe shoes?
Yeah.
And they were the bright, bright, bright white. And he had that on.
Those are bold.
He had that on in the winter. It's one thing to see them with like an athletic gear mm-hmm. type of getup. And this is when they were like just coming onto the scene too. So he was rocking those with like... I think like a cashmere, like nice sweater, like turtleneck, nice sweater. Sorry, Danny. Gotta put your feet on blast.
But my question is, how do they know that the toes are all the, you know what I mean? Everyone
all
has
there?
Different style, size, toes.
Oh,
they that there's no way in hell that one of those shoes could fit on my foot.
Oh, that's
because
sure.
my
oh yeah,
toes,
you, well your toes are built differently.
My toes, I'm not kidding you, look like fingers. Like this, is if my foot was right here, it'd look identical to like I have the longest toes on the planet.
So I'm about three. I got maybe 3 inches on you, just about height wise, Nate. Look at our hands.
Well, I mean, it's not that crazy, but
it, your hands are right? big. Are,
I mean, I'm, for my size,
for
yeah,
your
I,
size
well,
to have
very
that
large
big
hands,
a hand,
yeah.
is frightening.
Right. And, I mean, they want to see the feet too.
I want to see
pull
them.
Pull them out, man.
I'll whip them out.
Pull out the tater tots. Nate, can I ask you something about your stand up? Actually,
please.
The joke that you had last night about your ding-a-ling, I'm not going to say what the punchline is.
Yeah.
Did you make that phrase up?
I don't think I did.
All right.
Just check out. Look at that.
Damn.
They don't look you that know, crazy.
Now look, I kind
of. I mean, it looks like a footprint. Oh, what are you doing?
Just showing off my different types of foot skills.
You want
to
see
it? We should put this. This has to be on the Patreon, dude. People are getting that free.
Let them have it.
Yeah.
So, look how clean that is, too.
Nate is...
It's crazy, man.
That's pristine.
It's unbelievable.
I'm kind of surprised there's no hair on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
This is weirdly fun to look at.
I don't like to look at it in person, but I can look at it on the camera.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
the
yeah.
footage.
That's true.
No, man. Chill.
There's a question I had about your foot, but I can't remember. Oh, no, I can't. You ever hurt... What's the most your foot has ever hurt? I got two answers. One is I got an infection in my toe, you guys.
What?
Mm-hmm.
When was that, man?
That was not fun. I must
not, been, I'm, yeah, I'm sorry. I would, laughed.
I'd probably put it at 2003 if I had to guess.
Mm.
And, ooh, it was getting so swollen, and my toenail was busting out. and I went to the doctor, urgent care, and they had to squeeze the pus out of my toe.
Oh, man.
They had to cut it open and squeeze it out, and that was the worst pain I have ever felt physically.
What year was this?
2003. Probably
all one of you. This was when I was 13 years old, was on a trampoline, you know, those nets on the trampoline on the side of that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My pinky toe got caught on one of the nets, and I was, you know, jumping around. It got caught, and it split open the pinky toe. And,
oh, no.
And I had to, one of the only times I had to get, I think I got stitches, but.
Jesus. Was there any piece of you that thought, this looks like food?
What do you mean? Like my toe?
Like you look at it, I think of a chicken wing when I think of that. Like your toe split open like that?
Oh, I get you. No, that I don't. That did not run through my mind.
Me neither.
Not when my toe split open. Like
me
that.
Neither. When I see flesh,
and my feet have never been damaged.
Really?
That's because you're soft. Yet. You're raising a castle.
Someone tells me you got the crustiest ass feet.
Now you've seen them before. They're totally fine. They're normal. Of course, you've both seen them.
Oh, here's what's interesting. You reckon my finger to palm ratio is a bit off? Why is the palm so big?
They're about the same size.
Now you put yours up there.
That's unnatural. Looking like Donald Trump with them hands, Eric.
Well, nah, they're normal. I have normal hands.
Sometimes I feel like with this podcast, it's as if somebody like put, like we didn't do this ourselves, but somebody kind of as an experiment to observe us, like gave us this shit. It's like seeing what.
That's probably the best description of Joy Tactics.
Because is it really about? It's about to hit 200 episodes total. That's insane.
Yeah. That's insane. This will be like 91, I think.
We've gotten good at it.
Oh, yeah, we're getting.
Oh, we're at the point where we can discuss joy.
Well, let's go into joy now. Let's go now.
Let's do it.
I have a joy that is going to blow everyone's minds. I don't know if anyone's going to believe that we're doing this, but it's a preemptive joy because tomorrow something amazing is happening. We're going to one of the most happiest places on Earth, which is known as what we call Disneyland. Disneyland. And Nate's coming. It's Nate's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Nate, in the chat.
Yeah, we're taking Nate to Disneyland. We're getting him fucked up after his fast. He's fasted for 4 days for this.
Nate
to go to Disneyland.
To go to Disneyland.
Nate is breaking the fast with Pepsi-flavored cotton candy.
I'm afraid there's going to be a medical emergency on Space Mountain with
there
you tomorrow.
There literally might be.
There's so many medical professionals there.
Oh, there's tons of them. They have to have them on staff. But so that's giving me joy just right now, thinking about what kind of crazy adventures we're going to have.
You did light up tomorrow. The second we even discussed the option of doing that.
No, I didn't. I was calm about it, and I don't care about that place.
All right.
But I do care about you guys.
Wow.
This is funny that my mom's here.
Your mom's very nearby.
She should have given a celebrity shot. We could have
I know,
dipped
I know.
Into the next psychological next one, upbringing right. of how you got to be this way.
The mom files. We do need to do the hometown tours.
Oh yeah, we'll be doing that.
All right. I feel like my mom would hop on the podcast. Honestly,
I bet she would.
She would. She would be a legendary guest. She
my mom's in the news today.
Virginia Diamond.
Virginia Diamond is in the news today for trying to rally for a casino in Virginia.
Unionized casino.
Once we're that shit union unionizes, we're going there and we're spending our money at a union casino.
Trust me, If there's a union casino popping up in the Richmond or Fairfax, Virginia area,
we're going.
All of us are going.
Yeah,
all of us.
Jack, let's get one baccarat hand in.
yeah,
we'll play I'll put it on the TV with my mom after.
I might need to put some funds in first.
Jack will give you joy, man.
Okay. What it was probably Bubbles the dog. Shout out to Muffy the cat, but me and Bubbles have been kind of wrestling, and that's pretty good.
She's a good dog.
That'll make you want a dog.
I mean, she's a crazy dog, but she's good. She's good.
There's so much to say. No, that's it. Nate?
Okay. Let's see here. Probably doing your show. I thought that your show was amazing. What's funny is Los Angeles, California, Lyric Hyperion. Last night we, I mean, everyone there was just, it was a great crowd. It was just one of those shows that I was 2 days into the fast, didn't know how it was going to go down. And body, I feel like I was kind of laser focused up there a little
bit. This is a 4 day fast.
Yes.
This is day four. You haven't eaten for 4 days.
This is day three.
Tomorrow will be four.
Wait. So you're not going to eat tomorrow?
No, I'm going to.
Oh, what good.
Time?
Oh,
it's a three. Okay. At night or
in the morning?
Oh, in the morning. Okay.
Bone broth.
Is it going to make you feel so good?
The last time I did it, I'm not fucking kidding you. When you break the fast, it feels like you're doing Molly. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I don't know what that feels like.
It's
one of the best.
It's like, it feels so fucking. And it's because your gut produces all the serotonin, and it's like once you're. You put some molecules up in there. The serotonin is just like, like it's. You're gonna see
you're
me.
Gonna
see,
I'm gonna you're gonna be fucking tomorrow. Weeping when you meet Halloween Goofy.
Oh, when you're looking to introduce yourself to Mickey Mouse with a coffee mug full of bone broth tomorrow, you are gonna be.
When I asked for the grind picture with one of the princesses.
Oh shit! With Minnie.
Yeah.
Oops.
Drop it down for me, Minnie.
All right. Thanks for rocking with us on this episode that had some just real life interruptions. Amazing groceries were brought home by my family. And so just thanks for rocking with us through that. But everyone have a great week. This is Halloween week. This is the favorite, best week of the year, in my opinion.
And be careful with your costumes.
Be very careful with the costumes. Be very careful.
Because I think we could save somebody's life here. Mm-hmm. Just double check. Is this
is this what I want to do?
Is this how I want to go?
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
I think I just hallucinated.
Really?
Huh. That's Joy Tactics, everybody. Thank you, guys.
Peace out. And much peace love. Out. Shoes.
Shoe nice.
Shoes.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.